This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Jeremy Zakas, my cricket counselor. And the last time Jeremy and I spoke, the England team in Australia was doing very well. They were overwhelming the Australia team. Why we were puzzled is the Australia team in the match called Ashes, which is a five-day test, overwhelmed the England team. And that was just last fall, spring, summer. And now, Jeremy, it must be T20. However, in this instance, I learned that T20 can be rained out. What happened?
That's right, John. What happened is that on Friday, the same rains that are hitting the state of Victoria that are causing the flooding also hit the main city of Melbourne. So the Melbourne Cricket Ground is a hallowed turf here in Australia. It's almost a cricket mecca for all the cricket fans, and it's based very much in the centre of Melbourne there. And last Friday, it just rained and rained and rained. The game was postponed for 90 minutes. Then at about the two-hour mark, it just wasn't going to go ahead. Because the thing is, John, about cricket is, we've discussed briefly a couple of times before, is that the pitches need to be hard. So the actual surface that you bowl the ball on needs to be hard for the ball to actually bounce. And that surface is only made of really compacted dirt and short grass. So you can imagine that if you just get tons and tons of rain landing on it, even with the covers over it, you just can't play a game. So what happened on Friday was the game was completely rained out. So this was Australia versus England again. It was the third in the series, and it was really going to be a decider for the English side, because this game represented to them the opportunity they needed to get the points to then move to the next round. So we're talking now moving to the semi-finals, moving up towards the finale of T20 cricket. For Australia, we'd been playing so badly, it really didn't matter. At this point, we're about five or sixth on the table. We weren't anywhere near the top. We weren't going to be moving to the next round even if we won. So in reality, John, what I think's happened here is the rain has probably saved Australia from another, you know, possibly terrible, terrible inning, because unfortunately, I hate to say it, we haven't been playing nicely, but it's actually stopped the English side possibly moving through to the next round, because unfortunately, when rain stops play, nobody's awarded points, so it's not 1 point each, which means that now England only has 3 points on the table behind New Zealand, who has 5 points, which is the team that will probably now move to the next round. So England really needed to get the 1 and 2 points from this series to actually at least get on par with New Zealand and possibly beat it in the next round before the semi-final. But unfortunately now, rain has really ruined that for them.
Who is the competition that England wants to beat? Is there one? Is it too early, or is there a team that is said to dominate?
This is the interesting thing. There is a team that's sort of looking good, and it actually is New Zealand, even though they're in the same division now. When you get to the finals, they could play against each other. We've traditionally seen India as the real foe of England. If you have a good English team, you'll generally have a good Indian team. It just seems to be the way the cycle moves. But in this case, what has happened is this year, the New Zealand side has actually come up very quickly to be the dominant player. And I'm saying this looking at the actual table of scores here. And just to put it in perspective, the Indian team only has an overall score of 4 points. And the point system is based on how many series you win in the side during the six-month period. And it's literally 1 point a win and 0 points for a loss. So India's only got 4 points. New Zealand has 5 points, which means they've done exceptionally well over the past few months. So this team, New Zealand, might be the one to watch. England, though, I mean, it's on 3 points, but it has remarkably brought itself back after the Ashes loss to Australia. So it's a very strong side, which means if it was to go against New Zealand, could show an upset. But as much as I hate to say it, on New Zealand, I mean, our friends across the Tasman that we sometimes claim as Australians.
Yes, all right now. T20 is this kind of match. It's a fast game. It can be done in less than 3 hours. But Test cricket is the one that takes 5 days or more. Is there also a championship in Test cricket? So we have two different championships.
The Test cricket season is beginning now. So there will be a Test series over the summer series. And there is actually men's and women's series. So you get at least two series through the summer period. And what we're looking at now is in the next month, we'll see the Test cricket begin. And this Australian side that we're talking about here, and the New Zealand side and the English side, we're also talking about playing T20, some of those, or actually a majority normally, will actually also play test cricket. So you can always think about T20 as, while it's, I guess, a fast food style of cricket, it's very quick, it's very fast, and it's fantastic for television because it can be done in 3 hours. It's also a great place to test players, test strategies, and get ready for the test cricket season. So this T20, while it's not always an exact indicator of how the test series is going to go, I'm betting that we may see a very strong New Zealand side come out. We may, we'll almost certainly see a very strong English side come out. But India too is going to be the one to watch. But unless Australia really pulls itself up by the bootstraps, I think, unfortunately, John, in the test series to come, we're probably not going to have a very good summer.
Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales, my teacher on cricket. These are hard lessons to learn so quickly. I was ready to join the parade of Australia, winning Ashes, keeping going, humiliating England. But no, got much more complicated, and Australia rained out as a win. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.